live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use for July the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, promote God, family, and country, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. Rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, using the checks and balances to make it all happen. That's we the people, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Man, we had a great hour with Kelly Finnegan and Brian Rust. RustCoinAgift.com, Honest Money Report last hour. And the United States wants to replace the, quote, dollar with a global digital currency, ladies and gentlemen. They want to call it to be the Fed coin. It's a new scheme for tyranny, says Ron Paul. And poverty, it's going to have government control of everything. The Biden administration unveiled a new plan to make it easier to get rid of student loans and debt and everything else, as if he has plenty of money just to give away. And furthermore, if he has authority, he had to be impeached and arrested for his crimes. Okay, canceling student debt. Where do you get the authority for that, Joe? 43.4 million students hold $1.762 trillion in debt. And, our buddy Joe just wants to, what, forgive that debt? Like he has authority to do that? Go read your Constitution. He doesn't have any authority to do any of that, does he? Anyway, I digress, except to say it's just insanity, folks. Just insane stuff going on in the country. All right, CSPOA event is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to talk about it. I guess it's coming up July 12th. CSPOA event, July 12th. 2022, right? And it's going to be a press conference, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be epic. It's going to be in Las Vegas. We're going to be there, folks, focusing on this just for you. This is a really, really important event. Spread the word. It's going to be on Brighty on radio and TV, Brighty on TV. It's going to be on Liberty Roundtable Live. It's going to be syndicated and promoted online via Frank Speech. And then it's going to be live at the Ahern Hotel. I got a commercial related to this. Let me just see if I can run this thing, and then I want to talk about this just a little bit more. Let's see if you can hear this, ladies and gentlemen.
Attention, Patriots. Calling all patriots and law enforcement to come together in pursuit of the truth regarding the 2020 election, the worst crime in American history. A national press conference regarding election fraud will be held in Las Vegas on Tuesday, July 12th at 10 a.m. at the Ahern Hotel, starring sheriffs from across the country. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, known as CSPOA, has called for investigation by sheriffs and law enforcement across this country. Former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack is leading the charge. He will be at the Ahern Hotel on July 12th, along with more than a dozen sheriffs from across the USA. Plus, Mike Lindell will be there, and special guests True the Vote investigators Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, and yours truly, Wayne L. Root, will open the event. Tuesday, July 12th, 10 a.m., Ahern Hotel. It's a free event. Get more information and make a donation at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Sorry, that commercial was way too hot, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Anyway, all I can tell you is great stuff, great people working on great things. It will be at the Ahern Hotel. If you can attend, please do. We're going to have an incredible day there, by the way, folks. Let me just tell you a little bit about the outline that's expected for the day, okay? First off, at 6 to 8 a.m., we're going to do the Liberty Roundtable Live, and the second hour will be Liberty Roundtable Live and the Sheriff Mack Show simulcast. So those 2 hours of radio that we normally do on Tuesdays will be live from the Ahern Hotel stage where the press conference will be held. And we're going to have some incredible guests, we're hoping. I don't want to announce them until we confirm them, but it's going to be awesome. All right. Anyway, that's going to happen from 6 to 8 a.m. Then there's a break getting ready for the press conference. Press conference will run from about 10 to 2 plus. And the first part of the press conference will only be Sheriff Richard Mack, sitting sheriffs, and True the Votes, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. That's the only people that will be in the first portion. And what we'll do is we'll run a history of vote fraud, election fraud in America video. Then Richard Mack will justify the election fraud investigations we're calling for nationwide and justify that position. And then sitting sheriffs will provide updates on their current investigations that are underway. Several investigations are underway, and we'll get updates regarding that. And then True the Vote folks will explain how they've backed into where they are and what the next steps need to be to work on this, followed by a Q&A. Then we'll take a break. We'll start eating lunch, and then we'll have a bunch of incredible breakout speakers, if you will. Headliners is what we're calling these speakers. Headliners that will really make the case for all kinds of different vote frauds. A lot of these people have been involved for more than 2 years, and they'll break it all down for you. Once we get done with that section of the conference, it'll probably run from about 12:30 to 2 while we're all finishing eating and everything else. And then at 2 o'clock or so, we'll be running, we'll be watching the 2,000 Mules for those who haven't seen it or for those who want to see it again. We obtained permission from Dinesh to watch that movie and more, so that's going to be incredible. All right, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Turney with me, and he is a survivor of the USS Liberty. As you know, governments, literally attacked our own citizens and almost killed everybody on board. But thank heavens to the grace of God, they're alive. They're here to tell the story, and it is damning against our government and Israeli government, folks. It is astonishing when you study the USS Liberty. It's a serious, serious issue. Phil, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Sam. It's an honor to be on with you.
All right. We're going to get into the USS Liberty a little bit and the show you guys are launching on Liberty News Radio here soon. But before we do, I know you personally could speak out on politics, whatever you want and stuff like that. We'll talk to you personally, and then we'll move into your role regarding USS Liberty and the new veterans show that you're launching. The new Liberty Veterans Show is what it's going to be called. We'll get into that. But first, I don't know if you know, but Joe Biden now is kind of rearranging the chairs on the Titanic for the United States government. He wants to get into digital currency, so they're planning to phase out the dollar and replace it with what they're calling the Fed coin. It's a digital currency. What do you think of the Fed coin, Phil?
Well, it's, I think, about as much as a Fed coin as a do Joe Biden. I don't think much of him.
All right.
It's a another power grab to control the people of the United States, just like COVID did. They loved it, and they continue to love it. Biden just said there's another one coming, so look for it, folks. It's nothing but a hoax and a trick to keep you locked up.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think of the win, Roe versus Wade, the pro-life stance that is now being taken across the country?
Best thing that's happened in my lifetime, except the truth about the USS Liberty, the real truth. But it is astonishing, and it is a gift to women of all ages to bring their babies to birth. If they don't want to keep them, they can adopt them. But for God's sakes, let's not kill any kids anymore.
Amen to that. We're pro-life when it comes to the soldiers and the sailors on USS Liberty. And also with regards to the children, we're just pro-life for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we roll on this program. What do you think of this scenario of the gun control? They're basically, the idea is if you take guns from the good guys, we'll all be safer. I don't see how that makes any sense, Phil.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And I have a concealed carry. I'm always with a weapon. Everybody around me, I consider with a weapon, and I feel safe. You go to New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, killing zones of blacks killing blacks with illegal guns, not bought, but stolen or traded. and they want to take our rights away. Quit letting these people out of prison. Keep them in jail where they belong, and we won't have any more problems with shootings. They talk about the mass shooting a few days ago, which was so regrettable, July the 4th. Loss of life, 7 dead now. But they don't say anything about the people in Chicago that are killing and killing every weekend. Philadelphia, Detroit, all the Democratic-run cities are nothing but filth holes, destruction, and despair.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Torney with me, and we're going to be launching the new program on Saturdays. It's going to be at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Eastern. And the goal of the show is to make the show a one-of-a-kind focus. Okay? You're going to hear from survivors. First-hand testimony of the USS Liberty. You're going to hear from family members. You're going to hear from notables who speak out and who understand and who have researched what's going on. I mean, it is going to be a barn burner broadcast. It's called the Liberty Veterans Show. And we're going to talk about it more with Phil. We're going to learn more about who Phil is first and then dig into this. We're going to do it all in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman on your radio. I've got Philip F. Turney with me, 3-time president, former chairman of the USS Liberty Veterans Association with me. So, Phil, tell me a little bit about you. Give me a little thumbnail of who Phil Turney is.
Yes, Sam, I'd be glad to. I'm 75 years old. I was born in December 1946. Grew up in a middle-class family. I quit school and worked for my dad in seventh grade, doing hot curing, and he was a plasterer, so I did a lot of manual labor. And both my brothers had joined the Navy, older than me, and I wanted out of the house. I wanted to be my own man, and I always wanted to serve my country. So I volunteered for the Navy and passed the test. Went into boot camp in February of 64 and got out and went to the USS Mauna Kea, which was an ammo ship, and it went to Vietnam several times. I was there. I got transferred to Liberty, and that's how the story goes with me and my service. I was always just very dedicated to the fighting men. Back then, it was old fighting men. My dad fought in World War II and told me a lot of stories about it, as did my uncle. He got captured by the Germans the same day he jumped over Germany. He was in a concentration camp for a couple of years. But it always inspired me to do the best I could for my country. And that's where I'm at now. And I haven't given up on that because of the fact our government has given up on us. Not just now, but 55 years ago. The government back then is no different than the government now. They just want to control you and feed you full of disinformation and flat-out lies, to be honest with you. So we're supposed to believe them because the Congress says so and the President says so. Not so, I say. Not so, the survivors say. And not so should the people in America be duped by a bunch of bureaucrats that all they give a damn about is making money and let the little guy go fight their wars while they sit and go to their dancing parties, cocktail hours. It's disgusting, un-American, and it is surely not leadership.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So, Phil, let's talk about your bio a little bit. It says 3-time president. Help me understand.
Yes, I was elected president 3 times of the association. I'll be the incoming president again next June. And then I was chairman before that.
All right, so we want to say 3-time president and former chairman, right?
Yes, sir.
USS Liberty Veterans Association.
LVA board from dishwasher on up to president to chairman. It's just, I've been doing it most of my life. It's an obsession with me. No one should be allowed to get by with murder, especially Israel, with the blessings of the United States, murdering American servicemen on the high seas, setting them up to be slaughtered by a foreign government and blame it on the Arab states. This is all a big cabal of lies. It was a land grab, and we were close to World War III if we sink.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Look, the USS Liberty, in a way, is a very complicated story. And on the USS Liberty Veterans Show, the U.S. Liberty Veterans Show, they're going to talk about the details, the intricacies, the firsthand testimony, and a whole lot more as the broadcast continues every Saturday. 2 p.m. Mountain Time, and they're going to be talking about this in detail. But suffice it to say, look, there was a USS Liberty ship with Americans on it, and literally the governments of Israel and the United States literally collaborated to literally murder everybody on board. The bottom line is it didn't go so well, and they're survivors, thank heavens. They've admitted accountability to some degree on it, a little bit, but they haven't been willing to tell the whole story. They haven't been willing to come clean with the real evidence. It was a fiasco of epic proportions back in 1967. We will never let this issue go away, ladies and gentlemen, because if they can commit fraud to those who are in service to their country and murder and get away with it, what can they do to the rest of us is the question. And the fair, open, honest question for anybody who studies history, anybody who wants the truth. It was a false flag of epic proportions. It was lethal. The problem is, hey, we've got more intel and more details than they counted on. Therefore, it's been busted wide open now for years. The problem is we can't get anybody in government, even the conservative senators and congressmen and people who could bring this up and create accountability don't seem to have the guts to take it on. They almost want it to be forgotten. Shame on them. Shame on them, ladies and gentlemen. And so we have to keep the ball running on this thing. We've got to keep advancing the ball with more evidence, with more truth, with more testimony, and we need to make sure we never forget. And it seems to be every 4th of July, every Veterans Day and everything else, this ought to be one of the quintessential top discussions that we're having. Sadly, the mainstream press dismisses it. Sadly, even the conservative politicians don't have the guts to take it on. But we, ladies and gentlemen, we will never forget. We will never let it go. And we will absolutely demand accountability. And that will be a relentless pursuit. Phil, do you want to take the ball from here?
Yes, thanks, Sam. I would like to say, we had a reunion in Washington, D.C. this past June, starting the 6th through the 8th. And the 8th was the anniversary of the 55th anniversary of the attack and the murder of my shipmates and the wounding of others. The United States Navy, the Chief of Naval Operations, promised us a flag admiral to be at the gravesite to remember and honor the six men that are entombed in that grave, blown to bits in body parts, and they're all together because they couldn't find enough of them to make one grave. So they put them all in there. The United States Navy turned their back on us again and did not show up. It's happened over and over and over again. I remember an incident. We were at the White House in the Rose Garden. George H. Bush was going to address us. We waited out in the hot sun for about an hour in the humidity and heat of Washington, D.C., in the Rose Garden, waiting for the president. He never showed up. Brent Scowcroft and Sununu came out and said, sorry, the president has got other things to do. Do you want to take a tour of the White House? I mean, we were out there for an hour. The captain was in his uniform with his Medal of Honor around his neck. And they spat on that Medal of Honor. And they spat on every survivor there wearing their medals. What kind of country is this?
And I know you were on the front lines, Phil, veterans. But really what they did is they spat on all the American people, husbands and wives, sons and daughters. Really, they spat on the American family, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you really need to understand. This isn't I have a special place in my heart for the survivors, and no doubt they're on the front lines. But I want people to understand this isn't just about a few. This, Phil, is about us all.
Absolutely. When they attacked our ship and shot our American flag down three times, and we put a 7x13 holiday color flag up, they attacked all of us. They attacked all of America, and they're still doing it with their deceit, lies, and propaganda. And we got the proof. We got the survivors. Former Admiral Thomas Moore, he's passed on now. He was one of our dear friends. He said, Phil, there's no way this could be an accident. He's repeated it over and over again. It was not a mistaken identity. It was a planned, calculated attack by the Zionist State of Israel to sink us, put us on the bottom, blame it on the Arabs. And he, his last dying words was the same thing. And I have so much great respect for him and other people in the military that have spoke out after they got out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Turney with me, and we're talking about this new show launching on Liberty News Radio. The show is going to be incredible. It's called the Liberty Veterans Show. And Phil says the goal of the show is to let you hear from survivors' firsthand testimony and family members as well as notables about the truth. Let's talk about why they've done it with Phil in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Labor Department figures out show 235,000 Americans filed initial claims last week. States with the biggest increases in claims were New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. The sharpest declines were in California, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Facing accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new prime minister.
The national average price for a gallon of gas has fallen to $4.75 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A new report is showing police in Uvalde, Texas, had 3 chances to stop an armed gunman before he entered an elementary school where 19 students and 2 teachers were murdered. State Senator Roland Gutierrez is frustrated by what he sees as a lack of transparency.
Clearly, DPS is not giving us the answers that we need. They are running this investigation along with the district attorney's office.
In one case, an officer with a rifle had the attacker in his sights, but didn't get permission from a supervisor to pull the trigger. The report from Alert Center at Texas State University says officers lost momentum after coming under fire. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names. 17 people will receive the nation's highest civilian honor on Thursday. They include the likes of Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and actor Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.
At the bottom of the hour, the mainstream press showing dismay that the government lacks transparency. Wow. All right. Phil Turney and others have been highlighting this reality since 1967, when the government of Israel, in bed with the government of the United States, literally tried to murder our servicemen. It's a shame, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the USS Liberty. You want to learn more? USSLibertyVeterans.org, USSLibertyVeterans.org, and you can learn more about them. Phil Turney with me. He's a 3-time president. He's a former chairman of the Liberty Veterans Association, just doing a great job. But the new show they're putting together, the Liberty Veterans Show, folks, and they're going to be talking about all this. They're going to be talking about America. They're going to be really doubling down for accountability here because, look, most people are just saying, oh, I'll let that go. It's so long ago, Sam. No, no, no. Because if we let that go, what happens when they murder the next group of people? Oh, it's behind us, Sam. Let that go, too. And what do? Just have sanctioned government murder? Have you lost your mind, people? Not going to happen. We've got to highlight this. We've got to focus this. Look, they're talking about giving reparations to slaves. What about modern times giving reparations to veterans who were literally attacked by their own governments and survived by the grace of God Almighty? What about them, folks? Yeah, the silence is on purpose. What about them? This is a serious issue, and we're going to highlight it and focus on it. And we don't want this issue to go away. We want to thank those who have served. We want to give them our support. That's what we really want to do. Because, look, this issue is for every one of us. If they can do it to the servicemen and women in America, can they do it to us? And the answer is yes. And that's really the real issue here, is this cannot be allowed to continue. On one hand, they're giving all these awards to people, as you heard at the bottom of the hour, these actresses and actors and whatever, and they're forgetting about the core people that literally put their lives on the line and almost lost them due to our own government's betrayal. I don't know how to go on about this even more than that, except to say, folks, it's unacceptable, and we cannot let that be the narrative. Now, the victors usually tell the story. Not this time. We're coming back and telling our side of the story, ladies and gentlemen, and the truth shall set us free. Phil, let's kind of come back to that. That's what this new show, every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, the Liberty Veterans Show, that's what it's all about, sir.
Yeah, yes, it is, Sam. And you made a good observation about people getting awarded this and getting awarded that. And then I want to follow back on something else after I say what I'm going to say. I think John McCain is in that bunch, and he shouldn't be. He was very eager to keep the cover-up going, as was his daddy. He was the chief of Naval Operations Europe at the time of the attack. And he went on and on about how it was a mistaken identity. And his son picked it up, same thing. They're all doing it. You know, fits in with all the politicians. You know, you scratch each other's back, you give them awards, you do this, Medal of Freedom, just all kinds of things. Now, Rush Limbaugh did deserve it, very much so. But a lot of these people don't. It's all a dog and pony show for airtime, like they're getting something done. Now, getting into the Board of Inquiry, and I want to say that because of Admiral Isaac Kidd. He ordered every one of us aboard that ship to keep our mouths shut, never say a word about it again, or this is going to happen. You will end up in Leavenworth or worse. Do you get it? Yes, sir. We got it. And that's when I decided I was getting out. Got back home in December. I got out, and I wanted to make the Navy a career. But not when somebody sticks a knife in their back, especially our own government. And again, I didn't really start talking about it until about 18 years after the fact. I didn't even tell my current wife of 39 years I was even in the military. I was too afraid to. And then I heard about the USS Liberty Veterans Association starting up, and I became an active member ever since. But it has been a mental and physical baggage on all of our backs that we're unloading, because it's best for America, it's best for our fighting men and women, and it can put us on a new path. I was very, very interested and happy when former President Trump was elected to the United States, being our president. I was a staunch supporter, and still am, even though he did the Abraham Accords. I felt that was good, because if it's for world peace and peace in the Middle East, it's going to save American lives. Now, here we go with Iran and China and Russia and every other person or people or country that wants to see America go under are clapping and laughing and loving Joe Biden. He's tearing us down to the very nub. And, folks, we got to stop it, just like the lies aboard the USS Liberty told by our own government. I just can't get that out of my mind, and I want to expose each of them for their treasonous, deceitful actions, not living by the oath they took when they raised their arm to the Constitution of the United States. They should throw them all out the door. Don't let them hit in them back. Just keep on walking.
All right, Phil, let's talk about why they did it, though, because this is really important to understand. To them, it's necessary casualty. To them, it was about literally justifying more war is what it really was designed to do. The betrayal was designed to say, let's justify greater involvement in more war, right?
Yes, sir, Sam. It was a pure land grab. That's what they really wanted. And what we didn't know is that there were several Russian shoves waiting there in case a conflict broke out between the United States and the Arabs. And they had nukes. They were honed in on the Temple Mount because it was reflective. They were going to destroy it with the nuclear weapon. And what does the United States do? Okay. The Arabs killed 294 sailors. The American people would have been up in arms. Go get those dirty Arabs for killing our sailors and Marines and CIA people and national security people. You bet they'd been up in arms, and I wouldn't have blamed them. But it was, like you said, a false flag to get us into another conflict like Johnson's got us into in Vietnam, which is another farce. But it is, we're alive to tell it. It's a story that's got to be told. And if the Congress wants to haul us in front of Congress, if they want to try to put us in jail, go ahead and try it and see what happens, because the truth will overcome anything. We're not going to sit in a jail like these guys on January 6th are. They better not try to pull that with us or anybody else for that matter that helps us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they did it to promote more war. And the casualties of the USS Liberty and those who have suffered because of it, survivors, you know what? They matter. And we've got to focus on them and protect them and care for them and never forget them. But ladies and gentlemen, when you literally create false flag agendas and blame it on other people in an effort to foment war, you literally become a war criminal, Phil. And that's what we're talking about here, is holding war criminals accountable, right?
Absolutely, Sam. War criminals on both sides of the fence, Israel and the United States. I really can't figure out, and I've been trying for years, how this important part of history has been covered up so well from top to bottom. The new Congress people, senators that go in, are instructed not to talk about the USS Liberty. And I was told this by former Congressman James Traficant. He tried to help us. Pete McCluskey, California congressman, got run out of office because he tried to help us. Paul Finley, same thing. He got run out of office. Adlai Stevenson, he got run out of office, and when he's running for governor, they stole that from him because he supported the Liberty veterans. So it goes deep. So,
ladies and gentlemen, the Liberty Veterans Show going to be syndicated on Liberty News Radio. They've been around for a while telling their story, but we're going to up the ante. How's that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Phil Turney with me. Final segment in seconds. You are listening to the one and only, nationally syndicated with global reach, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Yeah. You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Survivor of the USS Liberty, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Turney with me. We're talking about their new show. All right. The Liberty Veterans Show. And they're going to be talking about the USS Liberty, the betrayal that took place, and most importantly, the call, the clarion call for accountability at every level of government, folks. Not only the United States government, but Israel, too. Okay, you've got to deal with this internationally, and you've got to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law war criminals on both sides of this thing. And shame on the media, in my opinion, they're culpable as well. Phil asked right before the break, how do they cover this thing up from top to bottom so, I don't know what you're going to call it, so fully that the average American doesn't even know what the USS Liberty is, much less realize the crimes committed, et cetera, because the mainstream press has so much control over the lives and minds and thoughts. The propaganda is so pervasive, so ubiquitous, so in your face, so holistic that the American people can't get the truth. Well, we're busting through that, ladies and gentlemen. The new media is indeed taking center stage. I'll tell you that right now. And we, the people, need to get behind this effort because we can jettison their control. We can jettison their gateway to the news, if you will. And we can basically go straight to the American people. And as the American people understand this, they need to become livid. And then we need to demand accountability and prosecution for these war criminals. That's what I would have to say about this, Phil. Now, I want to highlight this stark contrast. Even though Donald Trump was far from perfect, he could have done a lot more for you guys than he did. But he was at least a whole lot better than, say, a Joe Biden administration. It's night and day, isn't it, Phil?
Oh, absolutely. I was happy under Trump. I felt secure under Trump. We had food under Trump. We had plenty of fuel, energy efficiently selling gas and oil overseas. We had nothing to worry about. And here we are now with Joe Biden and his liberal world order. Liberal world order. They want to tell us what to do in other countries with the G20. This is the way it's going to be, and that's the way they want it. Tell America what they can do. They can shove it.
Now, the Biden administration is bad because Biden's simply so old he can't think through things. He's derelict in his duty, to say the least. The Democratic Party, in my opinion, by them keeping him in office and not admitting the truth about his mental capacity and state and everything else, makes them all liable and criminal. You got the commander-in-chief that can't think his way out of a paper bag, ladies and gentlemen, much less run the greatest country with the greatest military on earth. But you know what? We're going to go from the frying pan into the fire. I hate to say this. Now there's people saying, hey, President Kamala Harris, what if before the elections in 2024, they just simply say, hey, Biden has to step down for health reasons? Kamala's your president. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is my opinion to which I'm entitled. Communist Kamala Harris would be worse than Joe Biden. I know it's hard to believe that possible, but I submit it's true. Phil, what do you say?
Yes, sir. I concur with that in more ways than one. Kamala Harris was put in charge of our border and many other things. She hasn't followed through on anything. And to think of her being the president of the United States is it's a horrifying thought. It's a nightmare. What else can they do to this country to run it? Well, I'll give you a good example. Kamala Harris as president will really run us. I don't know who could help us out now, because the next in line from her is Crazy Nancy. So these midterms are so important to get the purse, the spending, take the Senate, and we can hold these people back until Trump gets back in office. But Kamala Harris would be a nightmare.
No doubt about it. It would be a nightmare, folks. And I know it's hard to believe that it could be worse than under Joe Biden, but I'm telling you that it can. And the reason that it can is Joe, even though he's nuts, liberal, and extreme, and against us, and he wants to get into a war, he's somewhat old school, which means he's a Democrat, but he's kind of liberal, but yet he's a little bit more moderate, kind of mainstream or whatever. Kamala is flat-out communist. And Kamala, this is my opinion to which I'm entitled, slept her way to the top. So you got a woman that slept her way to the top, that scorned, that's a communist, that backs communist slash racial ideology. You ain't seen nothing yet, people, of the havoc she can wreak on the country. She may be incompetent, who knows? But the fact is that her contacts, her associates, the company she keeps, they're not derelict in their duty. They are absolutely hell-bent on turning us into a communist utopia. They might couch it in socialism if that's what it takes to get you to go to sleep while they foment their terror. I get it, but I'm telling you, the people that surround her are not incompetent, I can tell you that. Whether she's an evil genius or not, time will tell. But the fact is, they're pitching her as incompetent now. But we know this, the people that really run the show, the people that really pull the puppet strings, they are not, by any stretch of the imagination, incompetent. They are pure evil with serious intent, Phil.
Oh, absolutely. I think about it, and I remember back to a speech that Obama gave. And it was after he was president. He said, I'd be very content to just sit back and be the mouthpiece, little earpiece in the president's ear. And it sure came true, because that's exactly what's going on now. You know, we had 8 years of Obama, and I thought that was bad. And it's even worse. They couldn't get what they wanted to get done in the first 8 years, but they're sure trying to get it done now with Sleepy Joe. And you talk about his incompetence. I know for a fact that there are red arrows to every bathroom that Joe Biden walks around, because he doesn't know where they're at. So they got arrows on the floor to point him to the bathrooms. That's how incompetent he is. Now, he's an old man. Okay. I get that part. It happens to a lot of people. I'm not trying to denigrate anybody for that. But that shows he's not capable to be the leader of the free world and take our lives in his hands that can be destroyed or ruined forever in a heartbeat. So, folks, we got to get on board and support people that really care about this country instead of any other country, including Israel. America comes first, period. We got the resources. We got the willpower. We got the best workers in the world, best technology, the best military. And it's all going down the tubes because of poor leadership that don't care about America. They care about lining their pockets.
It's hard to imagine where we go next with this. So the USS Liberty, a serious issue. The Veterans Association backing this. They're going to be launching this show on Liberty News Radio to continue the discussions, to continue the remembrance, and most importantly, to push for action to prosecute war criminals, to create accountability and transparency. This should be history that every single American and really everybody around the world knows, so that it never repeats, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reality. Shining the sunlight on this is the key. What's the future for you guys? Can we get bills in place? How do you think we can take this to the next level, Phil?
We could take it to the next level with people listening to Liberty Broadcasting and the Liberty Veteran Show on your network. We're going to change history. That's our goal. We're going to make history right. And I might say that if it wasn't for the hand of God holding our ship up when the torpedo hit us, we had nobody else come to help us but Jesus Christ, and nobody else. It was more than a miracle. It made every engineer and scholar scratch their head why that ship didn't sink. We had over 850 cannon rocket holes in it. By the way, they hit every watertight door on that ship. That wasn't by accident. That was by design. 5,000 armor piercings in our bullets in our ship. They shot all our life rafts out. They shot at our firefighters and stretcher bearers. They napalmed our ship. That's a war crime. Shooting our life rafts is a war crime. They just prosecuted a 100-year-old man or a 101-year-old man in Germany for being a Nazi and helping in murder. Well, what's the difference with our government covering up murder of Americans by their assassins, Israel, to kill Americans on the high seas? What kind of people does it take to do that, to shoot innocent people, regardless of what country they're from, and murder them? It's beyond belief. I still can't fathom it. A lot of the survivors still can't. That's why we're fighting back. And we're going to get it done. We're determined. Of course, we're old men, but we still got a lot of fight in us. And you're going to hear it on Liberty Broadcasting, on the Liberty Veterans Show. So that now is a great honor to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have to do is teach the next generations about this travesty to where they never forget it. Okay, we got to pass down the stories. We got to pass down the understanding and teach about the betrayal. The goal is not, ladies and gentlemen, to create anger and division in America. The goal is to create transparency and accountability so it doesn't happen to your children and to your children's children. That's the goal, folks, is to hold accountable those who are responsible. And one of the ways we do this is, you've heard of Daughters of the American Revolution or Sons of the American Revolution. We need sons and daughters of the USS Liberty that will carry on this understanding and make sure that it never happens again. And even though you think sometimes we're not getting anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, I know it can feel that way, but do not be discouraged. Do not double down in despair. Don't do it. Focus on the reality that the more we highlight this and the more the American people know and the more we repeat and continue this transparency and understanding, the harder it is for them to do it again. Even though they may not admit to it now, even though they might not do what's right and create complete accountability, our being on the continual watchtower about this issue will make it very hard for them to do it again. Because you know what? We'll catch them red-handed next time. Never forget that. So we got to keep this thing alive for a myriad of reasons, and I'm here to help make it happen. Phil Turney and others putting together an incredible show on the weekend, the Liberty Veterans Show, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we'll keep you apprised at it and have Phil back. Thank you, sir. Godspeed and bless you for all your work.
Thank you.
There he goes. Phil Turney doing a phenomenal job, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, the one and only nationally syndicated hard-hitting talk. There's no other talk show on the planet like it, I'll tell you that right now. 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, we tell the tale of liberty. That's how it is on this broadcast, and we won't back away. We stand tall for the sacred cause, and we ask you to join us. Fund us, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, brightyonradio.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.